From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen is applauding Governor Gavin Newsom for vetoing Assembly Bill 616 that would have allowed year-long mail-in card check campaigns for unionizing instead of secret ballot elections. Johansen says he's proud of the ag community for speaking out against AB 616 and the threat it represents for the rights of ag employees to be free of undue fear and intimidation. He says this protects the sanctity of the secret ballot election and means strong-arm organizing tactics and coercion have no place in California agriculture. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will hold its biannual data users meeting virtually next month. The two-day meeting is held to share recent and pending statistical program changes with the public and to solicit input on the programs. The October 13th agenda includes agency updates followed by breakout sessions, and then on October 14th, the floor will be opened for questions and comments. Pathways to Dairy Net Zero, a groundbreaking climate initiative, was launched last week during Climate Week and just prior to the United Nations Food Systems Summit. AgriMarketing.com reports 40 leading organizations, including 11 of the world's 20 largest dairy companies, have declared their support for the effort. The climate initiative demonstrates the dairy sector's commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions while continuing to produce nutritious foods and jobs for billions. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.